If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Cassis does it again!
Again!
It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, Frank Lee, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
What's up? Welcome back to Play Testing. It's episode 199. Before we get going, we've got Chris Murphy on the pod today. So we got that interview for you guys. Before we get into that, remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey app. Go to YouTube on the WEI page. We've got the Play Testing playlist there. Has all of our episodes. Hit the thumbs up. You know the drill. Subscribe to WEI and then find us on the socials at Play Testing on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, where we drop awesome clips every single day. Us on the podcast, us with the players. It's all there. You don't want to miss it. But we've got an interview with Chris Murphy for you guys. He's still recovering from Tommy John surgery he had last year. He's back on the mound. He's feeling great. We talked to him. He's one of our guys on this team, one of the easiest dudes on this team to root for. And let's be real, there's a lot of guys on this team that are really easy to root for. This team has a lot of great guys, great personalities, guys who've been really good to us. But Chris Murphy, we go back to last year at the final winter weekend, and he's just the best. And we love Chris Murphy, and I'm excited to see him back on the mound pitching for the Red Sox soon. But he's gonna be on a rehab assignment at some point soon, so we'll see where that goes. But for now, I mean, do we just get right into this interview, fellas?
Yeah, hop right in.
Do it.
All right, here's our interview with Chris Murphy. All right, we're here with Red Sox pitcher Chris Murphy. Chris, last time we talked to you, you were on our show, and you talked about a bowling league where you guys were bowling with your offhand. I got to know, who won and how did it go?
Offhanded, I believe I won. I could be wrong, but strong-handed, definitely Michael Fulmer takes the cake there. There was actually some good competing there at the end. Everybody showed up for the championship week, which was unfortunate. But, I'd have to say that I'm probably the best offhanded bowler.
What was your score with your offhand?
My best score with my offhand in a tournament was a 245.
That's ridiculous.
245. I don't even know. Is that good?
That's really
solid.
Good.
That's solid.
300 is a perfect.
Scratch bowler is 220. Okay. Michael Fulmer is a scratch bowler. 220 okay. Average.
Who underperformed in the league? Throw someone under the bus for us.
Of the rehab league, Wyatt Mills was a big underperformer. He never showed up.
What is the score of an underperformer? Because I approach 200 with my strong hand, and I feel like I'm not that bad.
If you can't break 100, that's underperforming. There were some guys with scores in the 80s. Not going to name names, but Taylor Broadway. if you guys don't know who he is.
Yeah, no.
Minor leaguer.
Have you candlepin bowled at all?
I have not. I don't get the fun in it, but it looks interesting.
I think it's better.
Is it?
You get three throws. the ball doesn't, it doesn't feel like your fingers are going to fall off? Because like when you do the regular bowling, the, it kind of feels like the bowling ball is going
to
roll off.
See, we went to, there's a pro shop in the bowling alley we were going to. So we all have, I got fitted for my own ball offhanded so I can hook it.
Jeez, so you guys took this seriously.
We ended up taking it pretty seriously and bowled in tournaments on the weekends. And you had a handicap and you played there, and I was probably like a 170 average.
Are you a forehand or are you a backhand?
It's more like you come through and you like flick it at the end to get it rolling, and you play a hook. Everybody hooks it.
You're not breaking 200 without
No, it's I don't know what it would be. It's more like your thumb comes out and you flick it with your finger kind of thing. And then there's, you can either go two-hand, which is what a lot of guys do, and they kind of go back. Like if you watch Jason Belmonte, they just kind of push it and roll it forward really, really hard. Kind of let the ball do all the work.
That's, do you have like do you have like a six celly when you do like a strike? Strike, right? Strike or a spare or a turkey?
I don't have a celly, no. Because usually it's, I don't know. Yeah. So some guys know when they're going to throw a strike. Mine's like, yeah, might have missed it. But
it is sick when the guys walk away before it hits. Like they turn around as the ball's rolling because they're so confident that it's going to be a strike or a spare or whatever. So you don't do that?
Yeah, no, I don't do that. Actually, Brandon Walter did that a lot. Left-handed, really good left-handed bowler.
Right, right. Okay, well, maybe, maybe, you, how much time do you have left down here?
Maybe, hopefully a month.
Okay.
That's let's be optimistic, a month left down.
Okay, and before we get into, like, the baseball stuff, are you going to continue bowling for that last month?
I've only bowled once since I've been out here from January, so I haven't really picked it up. I only have one of my balls down here. I've got a couple in Arizona, but just been focusing on baseball since I got back.
All right, well, when you get back up to New England, you got to do candlepin bowling. I swear, it's okay. So great. It's like you walk into the place, there's like cigarette smoke. They're like, hey, how are you? What size shoe do you want? None of them ever fit. The food is like microwave chicken tenders. It's awesome. Classic New England experience.
Nothing like a dart and bowling, huh?
Yeah, bowling and darts, yeah, dude. That's go. What, that's our culture. It's beautiful. So let's talk about the arm surgery. What was it like? Let's go all the way back. When you got the news that you had to get a procedure done, what was that like?
It was something that I think I saw coming for probably a solid 4 years now. I remember talking to Brian Van Bell when we were roommates in 2021 in Greenville, and I was like, oh, man, I would wake up on start day and be like, today might be the day that it goes. And I it was kind of like that for, I can at least say, probably 50% of my starts from 2021 to 2023, I felt that way. And it was just kind of like, oh, well, it survived and actually ended up feeling good once I got hot. So when it happened, I knew I kept pitching through it. It was one of those, like, I think it just went, let's see, just throw another pitch, see if it goes even more. And it, I don't know, the ball's still coming out fine at the end of there. So it was one of those, like, it was about time.
Mm-hmm. When it all happened, were you given the option of the brace or did you just go whole new engine in the car?
Meister did think that he could do a brace originally by looking at the MRI, and then it turned into, hey, I said, hey, your best judgment. If you think a brace will get it done, then let's do brace. And if you think we should do the whole hybrid surgery, then do the whole hybrid surgery. And I woke up, I asked if I had the brace. He said, no, you had the full thing. Well, and that was that.
Was it almost a relief? Because, I mean, if you've been dealing with this for 4 years beforehand, is it almost a relief when you finally get it done?
Yeah, it was. What's up, AC?
The Godfather.
It was a little bit of a relief, honestly. It was unfortunate that I did miss all of last year, but you kind of have to turn the blinders on and try to have a positive outlook, or else rehab just gets that much worse. So, just kind of looking out and about. I'm 26 now, and hopefully I'm back in a major league game when I'm 27. So,
first day of rehab, kind of like first day of school, I imagine. What was that like for you? What was the starting point of the rehab?
Oof. It was, it sucks being a guy that, like, I've been a mover my whole life, just a guy that likes to be in the gym, likes to move around and do stuff. Definitely when I could not bend my arm and could not pick up a 1 pound dumbbell, and I watched my arm deteriorate in size, it was one of those, like, oh, shit. It bummed me out a little bit, and it sucked for a few weeks there, and then you start seeing it progress and come back slowly, and then that's when it kind of got rewarding.
What was it like the first time throwing a baseball again? How good did it feel? How weird did it feel?
It felt so weird. Just throwing it 45 feet. I was actually in the gym back home in Arizona, and I was playing catch, and one of the other guys in the gym made my strength coach take his glove off, so I didn't throw it hard enough, so I was throwing it into his hands as opposed to into a glove.
which that made it
a lot easier. Or kept a governor on me. Not really visualize, but keep a governor on me, make sure I don't overthrow, and like this is a long process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your goal for this year? Like when do you want to get back to the Northeast, and when do you want to see yourself on a major league mound?
On a major league mound as soon as they ask me to, but obviously that's going to be all depending on how I do in my rehab process. And we're in bullpens. I'm throwing all my pitches right now, and I think we're 3 weeks away from alive, or 2.5 weeks from alive. So from there on, it's kind of results oriented. So being optimistic, I'd say hopefully I'm back in a rehab game sometime in early May or middle of May, and we go from there and see how the cookie crumbles.
All right, before we move away from baseball centric questions,
get to the good stuff.
Last baseball thing, how do you anticipate it's going to feel when you're back on that mound? Not for your first major league game back, but just for your first game back. How do you think that's going to feel mentally, physically, everything?
I mean, that's my happy place. That's where I'm probably most comfortable. I hate bullpens with everything I've got. It's the most annoying thing. I'm not throwing to a real hitter. I'm just pretending I am. I'm just a guy that likes to compete and just throw to a hitter, whether it's an FCL guy or it's in low A or high A or anywhere throughout the system. Like, it's going to be just straight competing at that point.
All right, so time for the non-baseball stuff. We got a couple of fun ones cooked up for you. First one, have you seen The Town, first off?
I have seen The Town.
Okay. You're robbing Fenway.
Okay.
You can pick three guys to rob Fenway with and a getaway driver.
Oh, so three and a driver, so
three
not just four.
Driver.
But can my driver also be someone?
Dude, of course.
Okay.
If he's elusive enough to rob.
Oh, Raldis Chapman. He has two tanks sitting in the parking lot over there, two gigantic armored vehicles, and I think he's a guy that I want with me. Take Jaron Duran for natural reasons.
Yeah.
I'd probably, me and Richard Fitz, I think I might have to take Fitzy just because he's going to do some distracting. I think he would definitely be distracting security guards with his antics. You guys should get him on here so you can kind of experience his antics. Yeah, he's something.
Him in the caddy outfit.
Yeah, that's him in a nutshell. And then I'd probably have to take... I have one more, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Crochet. I'm a small guy. I'm not a big guy. I need some muscle with
me. Need some strength there.
You bring some horses with you.
Yeah.
Have you seen Aroldis drive the car?
I have not. I've never. He's in here at probably 5 in the morning, and I've never seen him leave. So he's usually. I haven't seen anybody get in the car, but it's a gigantic vehicle.
If you've got one of those things. Yeah. If you got one of those things, you better use it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's the next question for you. What, besides baseball and besides bowling, are you an expert in?
I'll say not an expert at either of those things.
Humble.
It's your student, always. Not good at either. So just kind of got to work on it. Let's see. What am I good at? I'd like to be cocky and say mini golf, but I'm not. Talk a big game being a decent golfer, but I'm not good at all at mini golf. What? Liam Hendricks, everybody. Liam, what am I good at?
Sucking.
Yeah, good at sucking.
Good at sucking.
He called me a.
Say that again.
Oh yeah, I'm good. I make people uncomfortable for reasons that we're not going to name.
Except for me, because I'm unflappable.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I can rattle Greg Weissert's cage very easily. If you want to ask him about that, Greg Weissert's the guy to ask about what I'm good at.
Okay, we got to. Producer Joe, when you're watching this, we're going to edit out
bleep it out.
All right. Okay. My question. Jeez, I'm rattled. This is going to get you a lot of heat. Give me your most controversial food take.
Pineapple does belong on pizza.
Ooh. I agree. Wait, you don't agree with that?
I don't.
Why would it not
I eat
it.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's like being a cat guy and a dog guy, like, I like pizza without pineapples, but I also like pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, I like cats and I like dogs. They're both fun. They're different.
Yeah, some people don't like cats, but they love dogs. But most people... Actually, no, I had that wrong. Most people like dogs and some people don't like cats, but everybody that likes cats likes dogs.
So I think what we found out is I have two wildly closed-minded hosts to my size. I will not have pineapple on pizza.
We're going to have to give you another pizza question at some point.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to follow
Chicago up. Chicago pizza is not a pizza, if that's
agreed.
The question.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing.
It's not pizza.
I think
that's
people from Chicago would agree with you on that, because it's like their whole, it's a different section.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have had deep dish. It's not pizza.
It's not pizza.
It's its own thing. It's great, but it's not pizza.
I'm gonna ask it anyway.
Go for it.
Would you ever put shrimp on pizza?
No, I don't like shrimp anyways. It's a bottom feeder.
What if it were popcorn shrimp?
No. Fried? Mm-mm.
Would you ever put fried chicken on pizza?
Oh, I don't know if it becomes pizza at that point or if it's just pizza-like. But yes, I'd put fried chicken on pizza.
So pizza with fried chicken on it, you would say maybe no longer qualifies
as pizza?
I mean,
let's call it a chicken parm pizza. Same fried chicken.
Oh, shoot.
You're going to eat it.
It is basically chicken parm at that point.
You're going to eat it.
Chicken parm pizza.
If you put
that's
chicken on pizza...
You're going to eat it.
No, it'll be good.
All right, Liam's gone. Would you put Vegemite on pizza?
Ew, no, that stuff needs to go in the trash.
So he, last
it's,
year...
It's in there. It's in that room right behind us, and it is absolutely disgusting.
Who eats it?
That's what we should do. We should try Vegemite.
One of our trainers, Brad, eats it, and Liam eats it. But they have a lot of butter with it, so it's almost like you're not eating it.
So I asked him last year, I was like, how do you use Vegemite? And within... This is like, I just met him, and he called me a dipshit instantly. I was like,
perfect.
Yeah. Liam Hendricks, right. Folks, that was great. But yeah, I wouldn't try that on pizza. I think we can hear Aroldis's tank revving up right now. There's a very loud noise in the background.
No, that's a golf cart.
No.
That's not the golf cart. That might be a tank.
That was a jet engine turning on.
All right, Murph, we appreciate it, man.
No problem.
Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coming on.
All right. Thanks for Chris Murphy for jumping on with the fellas. He was our first interview at spring training. We like didn't quite know what we were doing at that point. Like we didn't have chairs. We kind of just like stood there like we were holding him hostage or something. I don't know, but he's a great guy. Like I love Chris Murphy. He was happy to do it with us. And yeah, we like waited to the end of the day to do it. It was like, okay, we'll get Chris Murphy at the end of the day. But yeah, he's a bro. We really love that guy.
Yeah. Love chatting with Murph. He makes it very, some of the guys, it's nerve-wracking to talk to because they're kind. It feels like they want to go and they don't have the time. But Murph is always so generous with his time. It feels like he genuinely wants to hang out and talk. So, and he doesn't have to do any of that. So we appreciate him. Always great to us. And if Aroldis Chapman is closing games for the Red Sox, they might need another lefty. So get back quick, Murph. We need ya.
Yeah. Goes without saying, I think anybody who's been listening to this show for over a year, I fucking love Chris Murphy. That's my guy. And like Sammy said, just always so generous with his time. He's the most down-to-earth guy ever. We probably talked to him for, I would imagine, a good half hour, 45 minutes, like off camera. He was giving us like Mexican recommendations. He showed us the pictures of inside of his elbow during surgery, which I loved. Gordon and Sam, you got a little crazy.
I hated that. That was nasty. That was,
you know, it was weird. Him showing the pictures didn't do it. Like, I didn't get as grossed out by the pictures as I did when he described, like, I forget, it was some feeling with a nerve. I forget what he said, but it sent shivers down my spine. I hated
that. Yeah. So he got the graft he got. If you rub, I think he was saying, if you rubbed his, if he rubs his elbow, he feels it in his wrist. Yeah. Ew. Or vice versa.
Oh, yeah. It was like he would touch one part of his arm and he'd feel it in his elbow.
It's just, that's
gross. Just that. Stop that.
Yeah. But he's always a good time to talk to. And he's just the boy. He's awesome. I love Chris.
You know what? Murph's like the kind of guy, like if my sister brought him home and was like, this is this guy I'm dating, I'd be like, he's a nice guy. Okay. No problems with this. Not a scumbag. Good guy.
Here's the thing about Murph is, like, and granted, we started sitting for these things, which was a great idea because we interviewed a lot of tall people. We've released interviews already with Giolito, Fitz, and Crochet, who are just massive people. We did Murph standing. I've done standing interviews with tall guys before. Like, there's a picture of me with Giolito that I'll talk about for the rest of time where I want to kill myself looking at it. But with Murph, it kind of just looks like us, man. He does.
He was saying, he was like, yeah, I'm the shortest pitcher on the team. I'm only 6 feet. I'm like, 6 feet? I wish I was 6 feet.
Oh, also, man. Worth noting, he definitely put on some size. He was in great shape. He was in great shape. He was looking good.
Well, the thing about Murph is, like, he's known for probably for multiple years now that he was going to get that Tommy John, and his elbow just didn't feel right, and he pitched through it, and he knew the day was going to come, and it came. And now we'll see what he looks like, but this is a guy who's got a new elbow and hopefully it's not going to feel like it's hanging on by a thread. And you know, I'm excited to see what he looks like when he gets back. Any last words before we wrap this thing up?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Big shout out to Chris Murphy for always making the time for us. He's always generous with it. And he's just a great dude. One of the nicest dudes, on this team. And that's not just coming from us. Like, before we talked to him for the first time, that was the reputation when he made his debut. That was the reputation when he came up, just an easy guy to root for. I believe his debut was either in Cleveland or I think it was in Cleveland. I just remember him coming up and that was the reputation he had, and he has lived up to it. So big shout out to Chris Murphy for jumping on with the boys. But that's going to do it for this episode of Playtesty. We'll be back in your ears on Friday, which will be like the first time that we drop like a normal episode. That's not right out, because the series with the Rays ends Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then they're off Thursday, and then we're going to drop an episode. So we're off. We're finally off the whole series by series thing. We'll still talk about the games, obviously, but we'll be storyline focused. But we'll be back on Friday. But till then, we appreciate you guys tuning in to episode 199 of Playtesty. Remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe, 5 stars. Find us on YouTube on the WEEI channel. Got the Playtesty playlist there. Has all of our episodes. So subscribe to WEEI. Hit the thumbs up on the episodes. Find us on the socials at Playtesty, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Sammy for Pat, for Joe producing. It's Gordo here. Big shout out to Chris Murphy for jumping on. That's going to do it, though. Episode 199 of Playtesty. Man, that means 200 is coming up. We haven't really thought about that at all. But yeah, 200 in a couple of days. So be on the lookout for episode 200. And till then, thanks for tuning into this one. Peace.
Hey. Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.